Hi, I'm Matt Wall, and this is the WSP Podcast. Right, and welcome to the summer edition of the WSP Podcast. Yes, my exams are over, I'm finally out of school, and that means I can start podcasting and blogging all over again. It hasn't stopped. I was out of it for a short while, but, you know, I'm back and I'm ready to get it on. So let's just talk about, you know, what's been happening since my last podcast. I've had my end of year exams with my school. You know, had to study for those. You know, couldn't really put any attention to anything else. So that's been what's happening there. I've been reading a good book lately. I just picked up Mr. Midshipman Hornblower by C.S. Forrester. It's classic. Very good book. And I started reading it after I saw the televised version, which is very good as well. Alright, so what are we going to discuss today? Well, I've got the I have the latest Wired. You know, as you may know, if you're a listener of the WSP Podcast, that Wired is my favourite magazine, because I talk about it a lot. And they had a section on RFID tags. And if you don't know what the RFID tag is, I think it stands for Radio Frequency Identification. I'm not sure, you know, don't quote me on that. But, and how they had them, how they had RFID tags inside children's identification cards, and the children had to have the, at school, the children had to have wear these identification cards all the time. And it was used to take, attendance in class, among other things. And when parents found this out, you know, it was an uproar because this was an invasion of privacy and they were worried it might be used wrongly, obviously by child stalkers or something. And so I'm not sure if the cards were removed or what happened there, but just goes to show, you know, that these kind of technologies are becoming more prevalent and we either have to deal with them, find out how to use them fairly, but, you know, we're just going to have to adjust. So, my school is Kettleby, and what they do in addition to the yearbook is they have a year-in-review DVD. So, been watching this DVD, they had some great stuff. Like, I'm in IB, it was my school, and well, I'm in grade 10 IB, which technically isn't IB, it's pre-IB, but anyway. And they did, like, a punked session, and what they did was, you know, the TV show Punked, well, they did their own on... And one of them was on an IB kid. They told him that he'd failed, well, that he'd cheated on his IB exam, that they were having, there was an inquisition from the IB board. He would be fined $5,000, all this kind of thing. He was panicking, and it was really funny. They had a hidden camera. And then finally, when they asked him, you know, you want to call your parents? He goes to call his parents, just he's about to speak to them. You know, they run in, oh, you've been punked. It's quite funny. I wouldn't have wanted it to happen to me because I think I would have cried or done something drastic. But yeah, that was funny. All right, what else is there to talk about? Yeah, it's a beautiful summer day outside. It's been rainy for the last couple of days, but it's still a beautiful day. No clouds in the sky. I just went and chose a new bike because my bike was getting small. It was my birthday, so my parents were saying, well, you can have a bike. So I got a Marion, and it was like one of these hybrid bikes where you've got you've got the racing slicks, the very thin wheels, flat wheels, with a sturdier frame. You know, because I enjoy biking, so I want something I can get a lot of exercise on, get a lot of use out of. So that was that was a good buy. Another book I'm reading at this moment that I got is called The Elegant Universe. I've hardly started it, but it looks very interesting. I'll just read you the blurb on the back. In a rare blend of scientific insight and writing, as elegant as the theory it explains, Brian Greene, one of the world's leading string theorists and author of the forthcoming The Fabric of the Cosmos, peels away the layers of mystery surrounding string theory to reveal a universe that consists of 11 dimensions, where the fabric of space tears and repairs itself, and all matter, from the smallest quarks to the most gargantuan supernovas, is generated by the vibration of microscopically tiny loops of energy. Green uses examples ranging from an amusement park ride to ants on a garden hose to illustrate the beautiful, yet bizarre, realities that modern physics is unveiling. Dazzling in its brilliance, unprecedented in its ability to both illuminate and entertain, their elegant universe is a tour de force of science writing, a delightful, lucid voyage through the modern physics that brings us closer than ever to understanding how the universe works. Well, I find it interesting, but let's just see how we are on time. 5 minutes, okay. I'm just trying to think about what else I can talk about. See, it's summer. It's great because you get to do whatever you want, but it's a little dull because, you know, school's keeping me occupied. But I did register for a Step Ahead course, which lets you do a summer, which, you know, it's like summer school, but you've got your summer school where you failed, you've got your summer school where you want to do a course next year, so you've got a spare slot. And I'm doing civics and careers, which I've heard is a dull course, but I just want to get it out of the way so I have a free slot to do another science or something next year. You know, because I'm an aspiring guy. And I've often had people ask me, Matthew, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I have always wanted to be a journalist. I always do well in English class. I always enjoyed writing. And that's why I want to do podcasting and blogging, because journalism allows you to, you know, project your voice into the media sphere. And so, that's my little catchphrase there. I like that. I think I'll put that on the website. But it lets you project your voice in the media sphere. And so that's why I enjoy doing it. It lets me write and it lets me be heard. Not that I say anything important, but so I'm just going to go for a little break now and I'll come back, you know. So see you later. This'll only be a second for you, but probably be an hour for me. Alright, goodbye. Podcasting with Matt Wall. Did you like that? Yeah, I made it myself. Alright, I'm back. So let's talk about the PSP. Now, the hacks for this are coming out fast and furious. I mean, I just saw an Engadget, a Game Boy Advance hack, so you can run Game Boy Advance ROMs. I've seen wireless internet, all kinds of things. So, I probably won't be getting one because it's outside of my price range. And I don't know if I'd use it that much. So, you know, I wouldn't get one, but some of the stuff that's coming out for it is pretty cool. It's becoming more than a gaming device. So let's just head over to Engadget and see what they say about this emulator. So okay, read, slowing up. Oh, and I've been taken to ps2nfo.com, which I guess is PS2 info. Okay, Game Boy GBA emulator port for the PSP revealed, released. Today, Game Boy Advance emulator, Visual Boy Advance port, for the PSP has been released. Currently, it plays very slow and has no sound, but the Japanese author states improving versions are coming soon. Also, it appears that ROMs larger than 16 megabytes aren't working yet. Those interested can grab VBA for PSP version 0.01 to check it out for yourselves along with a ROM file selector. And to use it, simply extract to PSP/game/VBA/PSP and rename your ROMs to ROM.GBA. Enjoy. So, I mean, if they keep coming up with products like that, you probably won't need to buy anything else. I mean, what would be really cool is get a video and a recorder adapter on there, record some videos, record some podcasts. I also saw you there's PSP casting, where instead of having everything downloaded to your iPod, you can have videos and podcasts, like video casting and podcasts downloaded to your iPod. It's early in the morning. To your PSP. So, it's just becoming more and more useful. Just a quick side note before we go. Voltaire has been added to the WSP podcast lineup. So, look out. He's been added to the WSP podcast members list on the blog. And I've been added to his blogs. So, go and check them out. Yeah, and so I'll be back in a sec. Alright, that's the end of today's episode. But it's summer, so I'll probably do one every single day. How'd you like that? Right, this is Matt Wall for the WSP Podcast, signing out.